listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WVSG, Columbus, Ohio, AM 820.
Welcome back to the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 Fall Spirit Drive. My name is Kevin Lowry, and I'm joined in the studio by Michelle Fanley.
Well, hello, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm so happy that you're here. I actually went online and I looked because I knew that you had a book that had been done, and then I found out that you had another one coming out.
Yes, it
tomorrow,
is. It's actually
right?
out. Isn't that so awesome? We're so blessed that the Friendship Project came out a few days early because everybody was really excited to get it going as a group study in their parish.
Fantastic. So. And, you know, I have to say, Father Larry Richards, who has a wonderful program on EWTN, wrote the foreword.
Yes, we knew Father Larry was a favorite here at on Catholic Radio. Everyone loves his work and his wisdom. So when we spoke out at, Emily and I spoke out at his conference in Erie, Pennsylvania, we asked if he would do the foreword and give us really a teaching on friendship. And he did a beautiful job. I mean, really, that what he wrote was such a gift to the an addition to the book, and really shared about the importance of friendship and how we really need to have a deep friendship with Christ.
That is absolutely a gift. And of course, we're here partially to talk about gifts. One of the reasons that we're here is that we really want you to call today in during the Spirit Drive. That number is 614-459-4820. Again, it's 614-459-4820. Please call in. We would love to hear from you today. We want to get more people engaged with this station because this station truly is a gift. And, of course, we're going to talk a lot more about your book in the future as we go through the next hour. But why don't we go to talk about some of the things that are coming up over the next hour?
Well, we're going to talk about friendship, right? We're going to have some friendship clips here. We're going to have some great upfront talks from some selections from St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, and we're going to be asking you out there, we're going to be challenging you to come on out to give of your heart, give a gift to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, because the Catholic radio station here, it is a gift to all of us. And I don't know about you, but I know every time I turn on the radio, I hear exactly what I need to hear. I will, you know, be having a question about, you know, a faith, my faith, or how to explain something on the faith, and I'll turn on the radio and Catholic Answers will have just what I was thinking about on, or I'll be thinking about something, an issue or needing prayer, and you can turn on in the and the Chaplet of Divine Mercy is on. So every time you turn on St. Gabriel Radio, I always feel the Holy Spirit provides exactly what you need to hear.
It is so timely, isn't it? That's happened to me time and time again as well. I love that. Well, it's, I think, about time that we should get an angel update. So we have Kate here, who is our angel for this hour.
Hi, I'm Kate Kriegel from St. John Newman, and with our first angel update of the hour, we have a couple great gifts that came in from Mary Ed of St. Joan of Arc. She says, she appreciates everything about the Catholic faith, and this station keeps her alive and well by listening. And she made a great gift. We also have Carlene from St. Joan of Arc, and she just said that she loves the good Catholic insight, and she also made a gift. And then we have a multi-year sustaining member, Dan from St. Bridget of Kildare, and William of St. Bridget of Kildare.
Woohoo! That's awesome.
Fantastic.
And there's some cool prizes I see laying around the table for people who call in.
That's right. I think that we had a very interesting gift. We had someone who called in who has tickets to the Ohio State UNLV game coming up. And there will be a drawing for that.
That is awesome.
Anybody who calls in will be eligible for this. And the other thing that I thought was very cool is that there is also a statue, right, of Our Lady of Fatima, that there's going to be a drawing for that as well. And all you need to do to be eligible for that is simply to call. You don't need to give money or anything like that. And actually, it struck me while I was driving over here. I was saying the rosary, and I was saying, you know, Holy Spirit, help me out. Give me the inspiration to say what people need to hear. And I thought, you know, there are people out there who are going through difficult financial times. If that's you, don't worry about giving us a financial gift. We also need your prayers. Please pray for us, because this station is all about evangelization and, you know, metanoia, that change of heart that we all need. And by all means, it really depends on how the Holy Spirit touches hearts. People who listen to St. Gabriel experience changes in their lives. And, you know, by our prayers, we can bring those people back to the heart of the church.
Amen. It's so true. I mean, such a gift. So many people give testimony to how they were driving in their car and they saw a St. Gabriel bumper sticker or the new awesome billboards with the cute dog on it. And they turn on the station just to, you know, see what it's all about. And then they never turn it off, because you're such a gift. It's something that just fills your life. And I never want to turn St. Gabriel off, because I'm always learning something new. There's always something positive, always something great to hear on AM 820. So call now, 614-459-4820, to help keep this message alive and on the air and share it with all others. I would say this is like kind of easy evangelization, right? Just to share a radio station, because you don't have to know all the answers, but you can share St. Gabriel with everyone.
Exactly. That's right. And how many times do we not necessarily have every single answer for every single question? But, you know, if you listen to St. Gabriel, the thing that happens is that you get what you need. And over the course of time, there are so many different programs that have wonderful, you know, extraordinary people talking about every aspect of faith and life. And it really draws you in a powerful way. And I'll give you just one example, Michelle. I'll tell you about my son, TJ, came in here and was interviewed yesterday and was talking about how St. Gabriel has really changed his life. And TJ is, you know, a mid-20s kind of guy. And of course, one of the things that happens when you're in your late teens, early 20s, is that the faith becomes your own in a way that's new and that's at an adult level. And TJ was talking about how St. Gabriel had really helped that along. So what I'd like to do is challenge parents, you know, people who have children. This is an investment in their future, because this is something that helps in their formation in a very tangible way, where it's not you necessarily delivering the message, because you may not have the same kind of credibility that somebody else does. And if they hear it from more than one direction, it's just so much more likely that they're going to internalize that and really make it their own. So please call 614-459-4820 when you have an opportunity.
Yeah, don't call while you're driving. Just pull over and call us now, because we need everyone's support and everyone to be part of our family here at St. Gabriel. Because if you've ever come over to the station, and we encourage you to stop over if you're over out on the Henderson Road area, because it is a true family here. I know my children love coming over here. I know I love coming over here. I know, you know, everyone at the station is so welcoming and so inviting, and the faith is so important in their life. It's such a gift. You never are disappointed when you stop over at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, because it is full of amazing, wonderful people on fire for the faith.
That's right. There are so many good people in this organization's orbit. It really, it amazes me. I'm honored to be on the board, for example. Please pray for us. I mean, the stewardship of this organization is something that's taken very seriously. So, and I got to tell you, when you invest in St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, this is really an organization that gets an enormous amount of bang for the buck. Because all of the programming is given to us by EWTN for free. And then in addition to that, of course, we augment that with locally produced programming, and some of it is phenomenal. You know, we've got guys like Patrick Rice and Dan Demite, who have done this local program that has now been picked up nationally, you know, Encounter. And it's just fantastic. It's great to see what the Holy Spirit can do with local talent that really has taken the ball and moved it forward.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I love some of the local shows. Like, my friend Emily has her Mother's Moment every day, and you can hear Sister do the Virtue Moments. Even those are just little clips of our local, you know, our local Catholics sharing their great faith. You know, Elizabeth Vicicelli and Answering the Call, and she's, you know, having the priests and the religious from our diocese on, so you get to meet them and know their vocation story. And that's for especially for young kids, I think hearing these vocation stories, what a gift to know like how these priests were called to the religious life. And for them to hear that, such a beautiful gift. And so we encourage you to please call in. You can give in honor of a priest or religious, in honor of your child or grandchild, you know, in honor of marriage, in honor of your family. So give a gift in honor of somebody. That's another thing. In honor of a birthday. I just had my birthday last week. So I always tell, I never want any gifts. Please, you know, give to the church. I'd much rather that the money be spent that way. And that is a beautiful gift. So St. Gabriel Radio will take your money and use it to convert the hearts of many.
That's right. And I have to tell you, I was a little bit disappointed this morning when I turned on the radio when I was driving into work. And I heard... I go to Holy Family downtown and Father Stosh Daly was on. And I thought, come on, Father, you know, we really needed you from 4 to 6 tonight because we really want to make a difference here. But I think he did a fantastic job. And your point, Michelle, is terrific. If you've got a priest that has really made a difference in your life, give a gift in their name. You know, because I'll tell you, our priests are such tremendous treasures, and we have so many good ones in this diocese. We're truly blessed. So call 614-459-4820, or you can go online at stgabrielradio.com. But please make that call. Make it happen.
Yeah, this is a beautiful, I'm also part of the board of the Catholic Women's Conference. And so St. Gabriel Radio plays a huge part in the conference role in broadcasting the conference live, both the men's and the women's conference. So that's another wonderful gift of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is we're able to take these local things going on in our diocese and spread them nationwide or really worldwide. Anybody can tune in at stgabrielradio.com and stream things. They can stream what's going on right now on Catholic Radio, or they can stream the Catholic men's and women's conferences. I know so many people who might not be able to attend the conference, but they're able to listen to it and be able. We even had a story last year. A woman wasn't able to come to the conference and she listened to the Holy Hour online and she received a physical healing.
Wow.
Through the radio. I mean, how awesome is that?
Wow, that's fantastic. And the thing that I absolutely love too is that we've got all the archives up on the website and you can listen at any point in time to so many wonderful programs. So, Michelle, one of the other things we wanted to talk about this afternoon is we want to talk about friendship, which I know is a topic, of course, as we mentioned a few minutes ago, that you've thought long and hard about. But we have a great clip by Father Gary Lauenstein, I believe is how you pronounce his name, about true friendship that was on Catholic Answers. Do we have that clip?
Could you answer what exactly is true friendship?
Well, true friendship simply means that there's a mutual love, and the definition of love that I like the most is the one from St. Thomas Aquinas. He tells us that love means wanting the best for another person. So when you want the best for one person and that person wants the best for you, that's the beginning of a friendship. Now, I mean, there's different degrees of friendship. There's some people that you are more friends with than others. It's a more intimate friendship, you could say. But we shouldn't discount just your normal, well, some of the acquaintances, what we would describe as acquaintances, perhaps, that we have with other people. All of those relationships are important in our lives.
Thank you. We're talking today with Father Gary Lauenstein. What exactly is the purpose of friendship with God?
I almost see a sacramental purpose to it. Now, of course, Jesus gave us the sacrament of matrimony, in which you have two people who potentially are the best friends with each other, and their relationship with each other should teach them and teach other people that they... are familiar with it, who are familiar with them. In the matrimonial sacrament, we see the kind of relationship that God wants to have with us, the covenantal relationship between God and his people, between Jesus and his church. So in I suppose theological terms, the best symbol that we can draw from any human relationship for our relationship with God would be the symbol or the sacrament of matrimony. Now, here's the thing. Not all of us are married. Not all of us have, even those who are married may not have a really useful or helpful relationship. It may be one which they're not learning too much about what it means to be in love with God. So I figured that just about everybody has had some good friendships. And the basic ingredients of a friendship are the basic ingredients of a friendship with God.
Well, thank you so much. That was a tremendous clip on friendship. I love Aquinas' definition there of wanting to be the wanting the best for another person, you know, and really defining it as loving others, you know, in a way that's very special. Now, you know, this is really a pure mutual love. And he talks about the different degrees of friendships and things like that, and how even acquaintances are important.
Absolutely. And I think in today's day and age, we live in the social media age where friendships are often just reduced to that quick like on Facebook or commenting or text. And we've really lost the art of true friendship. But the fact of the matter is, actually, the saints have said a lot about friendship. And one thing in writing about the Friendship Project, we realized that there were so many things that the saints said about friendship. And one of my favorites is St. Augustine writes, "In this world, two things are essential, life and friendship. Both should be highly prized, and we must not undervalue them. Life and friendship are nature's gifts." So this is not something that's really optional. And what we find in our faith, it's not only important just to have friendships, but it's important to have what's called spiritual friendships, or really people that can help you along in the faith. So having these people in your life that are going to help you, they're going to hold your hand, because when we live in a world that is not conducive to our Catholic faith, right? We are being attacked, even sometimes from your own family, on your faith life. So by having these spiritual friendships, these are people who are going to hold your hands, as St. Francis de Sales says, as you're walking down like a slippery slope. And as you begin to slide, your friends are going to pull you up and encourage you to live that Catholic lifestyle and to live your faith to the fullest. And it's such a gift. I know when we wrote the Friendship Project, Emily and I came up with the idea because we go around speaking together and doing a lot of women's ministry together. And one thing people commented all the time on, more than anything we talked about, was our friendship, because we have this wonderful holy sisterhood, this holy friendship. And it's been such an encouragement to other women. But what was sad to us is so many people come up to us and say, "I don't have any friends," or "I don't have any friends I can share my faith with."
Wow.
So it's really important to have these type of friendships in our lives to help us to move forward into our faith and to encourage us. So we talk in the book about really virtues and how we need to develop these virtues in ourselves to be a good, holy Christian, and look for these virtues in our friends and help our friends develop them. And then we also talked about something that's really neat, is saints who were friends on earth, because believe it or not, there are a ton of saints who had these friendships on earth, and both of them became canonized saints.
Huh.
So, you know, you might think of, immediately of Francis and Claire or Benedictine Scholastica, but we talked about like Gertrude and Matilda, and St. Therese of Lisieux and her sister Leonie Martin is recently become a servant of God. And my favorite saint story of the book, we wrote about St. Teresa of Avila, and she had a sister in her order, Blessed Anne of St. Bartholomew. And as soon as Blessed Anne joined the convent, she became Teresa's inseparable companion. She was her secretary, her nurse. She never left St. Teresa's side. And the fact of the matter is, St. Teresa actually died in Blessed Anne's arms.
Wow.
So there's so many examples of saints who had these holy friendships, and they helped make them great saints. These friendships helped them to become saints. And that's the whole purpose of friendship, is to bring our friends to Christ so that our friendships can last into eternity.
Right. It's like we pull one another towards sainthood.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing? Well, you're listening to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio and our Fall Spirit Drive. My name's Kevin Lowry. I'm here in the studio with Michelle Fanley. And we have a goal that we're trying to hit this hour, where we're trying to get to 18 gifts. And currently, I think we're underachieving because we're only at 5.
Uh-oh.
So we could use your help. And we would just ask that you call as soon as you have an opportunity. The number is 614-459-4820. That's 614-459-4820. 469-4820. Now, I know a lot of people are very busy, and there's afternoon drive time going on right now. I completely understand. Believe me, I have about a 45-minute commute to work there and back every day. And it's good in the sense that I get to listen to St. Gabriel quite a bit. But at the same time, you know, we don't want you causing any accidents out there on the highways. But please call us. We'd love to hear from you. And even just by calling, you'll be entered into a drawing for a beautiful Our Lady of Fatima statue. And in addition to that, we've got some tickets for people who do donate, right? Is that correct? And that's for the Ohio State v. UNLV game. So please give us a call at your convenience. And for now, let's also go to Kate, who is our angel.
We have an update here. We have someone who has a great devotion to Our Lady. She has made a leadership gift, and she says that she appreciates our Catholic faith, and this station keeps her alive and well.
Fantastic. Ooh. Thank
She's
you.
She's from St. Joan of Arc. Right. Then we have Deacon Frank. He has made a gift in honor of the deacons of the Diocese of Columbus and of Bishop Watterson High School.
Thank Woo-hoo. You, Deacon Frank. Yeah, awesome.
And finally, we have a gift from Shell. She's from the Immaculate Conception, and she has made a gift as well. She says that she loves the Father Ricardo Show, Dr. Ray, and Catholic Answers here at St. Gabriel Radio.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Thank you for calling today. So let's talk a little bit, Michelle, about friendship, because this is really one of the themes. And it strikes me as we talk about this and we listen to these clips, one of the reasons that I come here is because of friendship. You know, of course, there is my good buddy Dave, who just walked into the studio, who I love dearly. But the guy who got me really involved in St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is my friend Mark Hawk, who happens to be the chairman of the board of St. Gabriel, who I also work with. And it's amazing how just as we sort of journey down the path together, how important that friendship is, that we support one another along the way and encourage one another, pray for one another, pray with one another. So, you know, the value of that friendship just goes way beyond anything that you could ascribe monetary value to or anything else like that. It's just one of the important, precious things of life, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And I know one thing we talk a lot about here at St. Gabriel Radio is, you know, being part of small groups, and that's a great way to foster some beautiful friendships and to really get to know people who are interested in their faith, they want to grow in their faith. And through these small faith sharing groups, that we see this coming out of the men's conference and out of the women's conference, then you get together in your parish and maybe you're studying scripture, maybe you're doing a book study together. And these women and men, they form these bonds, and then they're there for each other when times are tough. Right, because we all know that we're going to go through some really difficult times in our life. And it's when you have these small faith sharing groups, these people become your extended family. These friendships go deeper than there. And most importantly, like you said, Kevin, we pray together and we pray for each other. Because when you go through these tough times, sometimes you can't even pray. You're in such a crisis moment. But all you have to do is reach out with one text or one email and ask your faith-filled friends to please pray for you. And you know instantly that you've got 30 or 40 people praying for you and what your needs are. And that is a really beautiful gift of having spiritual friendships, is the power of prayer. And like you said, praying with people, praying out loud. You know, I love to see my friends, and we're talking about something, they say, let's pause, let's pray right now, let's pray together. And then we pause in that moment. I have a friend who calls it the Holy Five, and we'll just pray for 5 minutes together over whatever's going on in our lives and our hearts. And that's something that you can't get that in any other type of friendship, any secular friendship, that power of prayer and the power of Christ in your relationship.
Yeah, it's amazing, because I know both of us were graduates of Franciscan University in Steubenville, which is actually how I became Catholic, which is a story for a different day. But it impresses me that as I look back on that experience, and I have a daughter who's there now, and I've got one son, TJ, who was a graduate a couple years ago. How many people are still friends from that university? And I see the same sort of thing going on at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, where there are so many good people. And as I wander the halls around this place, inevitably I run into friends of mine. You know, guys like Dr. Will Turek is a very dear friend, and Mike Parker and Dave and Bill, and just, you know, I could just go down the line. There are so many good people, and they're doing powerful things because it's really the Holy Spirit that can unleash the value of that friendship and make sure that, you know, we do things that are sort of beyond us.
Absolutely. I share one of the chapters in the book, I share about the Catholic Women's Conference, how it was started out of a small faith-sharing group, and really how when it was started, it was just a little room of women in a dining room who decided they wanted to have a women's conference because there was already a men's conference. And now, you know, here we are 10 years later having our 11th conference, expecting 4,000 women from across the state of Ohio and beyond. And that was through the power of beautiful faith-filled friendships that this really started. And for me, also being part of the conference team, I said my favorite part of it is the friendships that develop, because I make friends with women from across our diocese. I have to give a shout out to all my team members. I know a lot of them have been on the radio here in the last couple of days supporting St. Gabriel Radio. And those friendships mean so much to me. Those women in my life have helped transform me and help me become a better person and a better Catholic. So it's such a gift to have that faith sharing and those spiritual friendships.
And, you know, it's amazing, Michelle, because actually, as you're sitting here talking, I'm thinking about this. And really, friendship is the fuel of a lot of evangelistic activity, too. Because as I look back on it, you know, I'm really excited about your book. And even though I'm not a woman, I'm probably going to buy it just because I did read, you know, Father Larry's foreword. And I just thought, man, that's worth the price of the book. So I'm going to have to get this because I love the topic. But I think back to writing my own first book, and it was because of a good friend of mine, a guy named Mike Aquilina, who encouraged me. And he said, you know, you should try to write a book. And I said, well, Mike, I don't know what I'm doing, you know, but he steered me through the whole process. And thanks be to God, you know, now I've got two of them done just like you. And it's been good because it's a means of encouraging others to really seek holiness and to seek God.
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing what you can do when your friends just encourage you and might walk you through something. You might feel ill-equipped to do something, but the Holy Spirit's going to send friends into your life to help you do that. So we're encouraging you now to call 614-459-4820. How's our goal? Is it creeping up there? Are we making our goal here?
So far, we have 7, and our goal is 18 for the hour, so we've still got a ways to go.
All right, call in 614-459-4820 or give it stgabrielradio.com.
And now I'm happy to say that we have a new friend in the studio with us, Marjo Angelo.
Right.
Right? And Marjo, is you're from the Holy Spirit Parish?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, fantastic. And you're part of Sarah Club of Columbus.
Right.
Which is a wonderful organization. I love Sarah Club.
Good.
So tell us, you know, tell our listeners a little bit about you.
Belong to the Sarah Club a little over 10 years, and I'm vice president of vocations, and so we try to get our members to spiritually adopt seminarians and help support them on their journey to the priesthood.
That's
our main thrust is to pray for, encourage vocations to the priesthood and the spiritual life.
Fantastic.
And I've listened to St. Gabriel for quite a long, long time. I like the variety of the programs, the information, the evangelization. And one of the things that are particularly dear to my heart are the two shows on Tuesday, the seminarians and answering the call.
Mm-hmm.
Seminarians, because they're sponsored by the Friends of the Josephinum. I'm also a member of the Friends. So we have some experience with the seminarians, with our relationship with the Josephinum. And then with answering the call, it's really nice to hear the stories of the priests these days. And they're also the two Sarah Clubs sponsor that program. So those both have a special meaning.
Fantastic.
In that to me.
So you've made a bunch of good friends there, too, to
yes,
continue
we have.
With our theme.
Yes. Yes, we have.
Well, please call, and you know, we will certainly provide you with lots of friendship opportunities if you decide to engage with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Please call 614-459-4820, and we would love to hear from you. And let's, Marjo, it strikes me that you probably have a couple programs in particular that have touched you, your life, right? Tell us a little bit about that.
I think Father John Ricardin, I particularly like to hear when he shares stories about his family life.
Yeah.
I have a very large family, and hearing these things and how he talks about his parents and their particularly his father and his prayer life, how important that was and how much he remembered, you know, about that. And like one real funny story that, you know, his mother's parents never wanted him to marry this man.
Right.
And he said, you know what, you're never going to have a car in your life. And then a part of the story, then Father goes out and said, here, his father becomes is head of Chrysler.
Right.
And
that's right.
There's all cars. He owns all those cars on the lot.
Right.
That was a funny story to share with people, but there was a lot of deep insight in that show with them. And I like to listen to Dr. Ray Guarendi. I think he has a lot of good insight for people. He really cares about the people's problems and what they're calling in about. For the most part, he never seems to want to hurry up anybody, mm-hmm. in that he's willing to take his time, you know, with them, but also letting them know that he can only go so far with them.
Right. Right.
You know, and that, but thinks he comes up. And sometimes he seems a little over the top with some of the things he says, but then with, I think a lot of it's the voice of experience.
He's got a great sense of humor,
doesn't
he? Yes,
he does. Yes, he does.
Well, you know, it's funny because that just goes to illustrate once again just how deeply the programming at St. Gabriel touches people's lives.
Yes.
And, you know, you talk about having a big family, and that's a wonderful, beautiful gift. And I know that, well, I've got 8 kids, and now I have 2 grandsons, which I'm extremely excited about.
Mm-hmm.
But so, you know, one of the things that I think of is friendships within the family. And how we're really investing in our children and in our grandchildren. So I think 20 minutes or so ago, I challenged parents to call in and to make an investment, you know, because it's really sort of an investment in hope for mm-hmm. their kids. But I think it's also important for the grandparents,
mm-hmm.
right? So let's hear from some grandparents. We've had 8 gifts on our towards our goal of 18. We've got a ways to go. And so please call at 614-459-4820. That's 614-459-4820. And we're going to go to a break.
Hi, this is Patrick Coffin, host of Catholic Answers Live. Let me ask you a personal question. Can you afford not to support Catholic radio? With marriage being redefined and the muscle and influence of groups like Planned Parenthood and transgender mania and the whole mainstreamization of pornography, you know the list. The list of challenges facing Catholics today. Your support can take Catholic radio to the next level to reach ever more people for the message of Jesus Christ and the church that he founded. Thanks to EWTN, our program, Catholic Answers Live, is provided free of charge, but there are many other expenses that have to be paid locally to keep us on the air. When you pledge your support, you make it possible for this station to carry programs like Catholic Answers Live every day throughout the year, in season or out. No matter what the amount, your gift works to make a difference for you and for your friends and for the future of Catholic radio and the work of evangelization. Prayerfully consider making a gift right now. And be a saint. What else is there?
Beginning your college search? Continue your faith journey at Ohio Dominican University, Central Ohio's Catholic university. Do you have a passion for serving others? At Ohio Dominican, you'll have the opportunity to make a difference in the lives of others, like serving meals to neighbors down the street, tutoring children after school, or even helping to provide medical care and nourishment to villagers in Haiti. Whatever your passion is, you'll connect it with God's purpose for your life at Ohio Dominican University. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Is your local business or franchise trapped in the digital equivalent of purgatory? Meet the digital marketing experts at RevLocal. We'll help you maximize your online presence with a personalized approach. By connecting your business with powerful technology and a dedicated strategist, RevLocal delivers seamless digital marketing for businesses that want to be validated by existing customers and discovered by new ones. Learn more at RevLocal.com.
Michelle Cleary, Real Estate Professional, HER Realtors, 614-774-5139.
There are so many ways to give that it can oftentimes be a little overwhelming. The Catholic Foundation makes it easy. The Catholic Foundation website has a list of many funds that you can donate to online. To learn more about how you can help the charities and organizations you care about, or to open a new fund, call the Catholic Foundation at 614-443-8893 or visit us at catholic-foundation.org.
Global Financial Partners in Westerville, proud supporter of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. That's Global Financial Partners.
A St. Gabriel Catholic Radio listener once said that she now sees the world differently. Perhaps seeing the world like God sees it is one of the reasons you listen to AM 820. Well, this week we're asking you to place a value on that in the form of a financial gift. The amount is up to you, but as you get ready to step forward with your support, please consider how the world would look without St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Call us at 614-459-4820 or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
Welcome back to the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, Fall Spirit Drive. We are very happy to have an angel update for you right now with Kate.
We have an update. We have a gift from Andrew at Immaculate Conception, and this gift is in honor of Father Larry Richards, and he likes Father Larry's show on St. Gabriel Radio.
It's a great show.
We also have a sustaining member from Columbus, John and Sheila.
Thank you, John and Sheila.
And then we have another multi-year sustaining member, Mariette from St. Joan of Arc in Powell.
Nice.
Oh, that's
fantastic.
Awesome.
That's great.
I love these gifts in honor of the priest, and we just talked about Sarah Club. So what a gift to be able to, you know, think of a priest or a religious that's been a friend to you. And if their friendship has meant something, if they've changed your life, give a gift and honor them, because I know that they're blessed by when you do things like that.
Absolutely. And I think, Michelle, that we have some gifts associated with the sustaining memberships and other gifts, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you give a sustaining membership of $20 or more per month, that's a new sustaining membership or a monthly upgrade, you get Magnificat's Breaking Open the Bible book. If you give a gift in any amount, programming, it only costs $1 a minute. Isn't that so amazing? You can sponsor a minute. You can sponsor an hour for $60, 2 hours, $120, and you'll get a beautiful gift card, a prayer card of the Sacred Heart. If you give a leadership gift, you'll get of $1,000 or more. You'll get Father Ricardo's awesome book, Heaven Starts Now, Becoming a Saint Day by Day. I highly recommend that book. It's amazing. And you also get Magnificat's Breaking Open the Bible. You could also, if you own a business, there's great business opportunities at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio to advertise for 100 messages a year for only $50. $100 or more a month. So I know that we do some advertising here. My husband does on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, and it is a great way to get your message out to other Catholics and let them know that there are Catholics in the business world, and it's great to support them. I love to listen to see, you know, when I need somebody for a good or a service, that I'd love to sponsor or support people that sponsor St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
No question. And, you know, it's good, too, to think of if you're already engaged at some level, you can always increase that. You know, if you're a sustaining member at $20 a month, you can always increase that to $30 or $40 or $50 a month. I remember a couple years ago, I wanted to get more involved in St. Gabriel, and I went from a sustaining membership to a business membership, and it just made sense. You know, I was very happy about that, and I think a lot of other people can be too.
You're always satisfied in that gift. You know that it's not really even about, you know, the advertising, but giving that gift, being part of the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio community for your business or your family, and that's what it's all about.
What is more important, after all, than evangelization? And we're in such desperate need of it these days with, you know, there are cultural forces arrayed against us, and at the same time, there's always hope. And St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is such a source of hope on a daily, continuous basis.
Yeah, the regular news, it's such, you know, you hate to even turn it on because it is such a downer. But when you turn on Catholic Radio, you are inspired and you are filled with the Holy Spirit, and to go out and to share the gospel message and to learn and to be uplifted. So St. Gabriel Radio is such a beautiful gift in our day and age.
So please call us at 614-459-4820. And right now we have a goal for this hour of 18 gifts. We are up to 12.
Woohoo,
Michelle,
we're getting
there. So we're making a lot of progress.
Hey.
So, and the other really nice thing is we've just hit the first level that we have an extra $300. So,
yay.
We're very, very happy about that. Now, here's the opportunity. If we get three more and we get to 15, there's another $300 attached to that. And if we hit 18, our overall goal for the hour, there's yet another $300. So please make your call now, 614-459-4820.
That's awesome. Amazing. If people are so generous, right, with the radio station and with their hearts and with their faith, and what a gift that is. So please call 614-459-4820. You know, light the lamp. You know, we are here at St. Gabriel. Keep the fire burning here. Give your gift. You can give in honor of somebody. You can give in honor of a child or grandchild. Give in honor of a priest or religious. Give in honor of a teacher, the military, a deceased loved one, a young person in your life, in honor of your parents. So what a beautiful gift. You can do that, all these things.
That's right. So that number again is 614-459-4820. And it's funny, Michelle, just a couple minutes ago, you had mentioned interior peace. And that just happens to be the theme of the next clip that we have coming up from Catholic Answers Live. Listen to this.
If someone has a social media addiction, you know, it's buzzing every 30 seconds and they're looking at it every 30 seconds all day long, right? Then you might say, well, this is a problem at the level of sensation, you know, sight, and the person just needs to stop doing that. Okay, well, easy to say, not so easy to do. We're convinced that moral virtue is required as a kind of background condition to getting a hold of our sensory lives, and then our sensory lives themselves need to be properly calibrated, if you will, so that we're listening well, looking well, and responding to pain well, etc., sort of thing, remembering well, and that finally, the deeper motivation for any of this kind of self-command is that we want to be in possession of our thoughts and of our will, right? We want to be thinking in accord with truth, and acting, loving in accord with truth. And really, we have to have all of these elements together in order to gain interior peace, or what measure of it we can during this earthly pilgrimage. So a quick response that says, just turn off the cell phone, isn't going to do.
Yeah.
The common spiritual and moral discipline of the Christian tradition, all the way back to the Gospels and to the wisdom literature of the Old Testament. This is the foundation of interior peace, right? We're not ignorant of what we need to do. If we're ignorant of something, it would only be just how to roll it out and apply it in our current circumstances.
So if the problem isn't ignorance, then the answer isn't just I've got just this little piece of information. Once you've got that information, you can go with it.
Right.
Is that what you're saying? So
exactly.
And the problem is at a deeper level. Mm-hmm. And what's the level?
Well, yeah. So lots to say there potentially. You know, Alistair McIntyre has that famous book from the early 80s called After Virtue.
Yeah.
And one of the meanings of that title is that we ourselves don't have much virtue in our own lives, right? So this is one of the deeper realities here. If we're not pursuing the good in a determined way, then all manner of aspects of our lives are going to be unruly. Another aspect of our book is that we think that in the last analysis, to find and maintain interior peace is going to require using the mind well. But the mind, as our tradition teaches us, really is used well when it's thinking about the most intelligible things, like God. So again, there's no shortcut here, right? So the mind that is at peace is not the empty mind or not the mind that has no convictions. No, the mind that's at peace is the mind that knows God and thinks about God. And then finally, the middle part of our book is about our sensory lives. And here, you know, if we do have a habit of living through a day without silence, without time away from screens, without exercising our interior sense faculties by remembering things, right, then we've got some deficiencies there that we need to work on. And again, these are not for us to point these deficiencies out. We're not claiming to have discovered anything. We understand ourselves to be reminding ourselves and our readers of what the wise have always said.
What a tremendous clip. I love that. See, this is the type of thing that you hear on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio that is so important and so formative in our lives. You know, because sometimes I know, Michelle, at least in my case, you can just get going so quickly every single day that you don't necessarily have the time to reflect, and you need the reminders, you know, the reminders that spending that time in silence every day is so critical. And, you know, having time away from screens, for example, is so important as well. Have you experienced any of that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I know it's easy to have that addiction of Facebook and checking your email. You've got your smartphone all the time. I love how Pope Francis said, you know, wouldn't it be great if we treated the Bible like we treat our smartphone? We wouldn't leave home without it. We forget it. We run back and get it. It is such an addiction. And everyone, especially, you know, the younger generation is always constantly on their phone. But the cool thing about technology is that, you know, you can stream St. Gabriel Radio right on your phone.
That's
so
right.
Sometimes if I'm somewhere where I'm not in the car, I'll just pop it on my phone and stream it. You can pop it on my laptop and listen in the kitchen while I'm making dinner. So there is some great things. You can always use technology to hear the gospel and to hear St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. And that's only available to you by helping share in this message and supporting St. Gabriel Catholic Radio by calling 614-459-4820 or giving online at stgabrielradio.com.
That's right. And, you know, we're up to 13 gifts in our goal of 18 for this hour. And if we get two more, if we get to the 15 level, then there's an additional $300 matching gift, which is so exciting. And that's so generous of someone to do. And then if we get to the 18 goal, then there's yet another $300.
And, you know, Kevin and I, we talked at the break. We're going to throw in a little bonus. So since we're both authors, we're going to give you some of our books. So if you call in and give a gift and this end of the hour, we're going to donate our books, The Friendship Project and Faith at Work, Finding Purpose Beyond the Paycheck, and How God Hauled Me Kicking and Screaming into the Catholic Church. So those are Kevin's awesome books. So we want you to call in now and make sure you tell them on the phone that you want the bonus books from this end of this hour. And we'll put in that special bonus here until 5 o'clock. clock.
That's right. We are pulling out all the stops here to try to make it to our goal. So again, call 614-459-4820. And Michelle, going back to this clip that we just heard from Christopher Bloom, you know, I love that the whole sense of the need to be in possession of our thoughts and our will, and you know how interior peace really is something that can be achieved, but it's something that, you know, we need to invest in. And really the way to do that is by thinking about and knowing God. And what better way of keeping our focus than listening to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio on a regular basis?
Absolutely. Once you turn on St. Gabriel, you know, I tell people just turn it on, you know, make a commitment to turn it on for, you know, maybe one commute a day or one part of your day. And I find that when people turn it on for that first time, then they don't want to turn it off because they're hearing just great, amazing things. And there's so many, you know, we have so many talented people that are on St. Gabriel. Like we talk about Father Larry Richards, who's absolutely an amazing preacher, and Father John Ricardo. And these priests have the powerful gift of the Holy Spirit. And things they say are just going to uplift you and enrich you and teach you the faith. I mean, some of my favorite, I love Teresa Tomeo in the morning. Yeah. You know, she's great. She's got the news too, so you can still catch your news, but she's looking at things through the Catholic perspective. And Al Cresta's, you know, usually on around this time. You know, it's the same type of thing, you know, very timely what's going on in the world and today, but looking at things through a Catholic perspective. So you can't go wrong. Anytime you turn on Catholic radio, you're going to get a great show.
And, you know, what's amazing to me is these are real people. You know, Teresa Tomeo, by the grace of God, I've gotten to know a little bit, and she is the real deal. You know, she is a true consummate professional. She doesn't do a whole lot of prep for her programs. She just, I mean, she's her life is the prep. You know, she's just the real deal, and she's got this ability to provide fantastic programming because of who she is, you know. And one of the graces of my own life was I was able to work with Marcus Grody at the Coming Home Network for several years, and I'm still on their board. And Marcus is another guy who's just very genuine, very authentic. But what happens when he has people on the Journey Home program that tell their stories of becoming Catholic, it just resonates with people. You know, so the stories that you hear of lives changed through St. Gabriel Catholic Radio on a regular basis are amazing. And I think we have a very exciting announcement. We've just gotten to 15 gifts for
Woo-hoo!
The hour.
We're getting there. We're almost there. A few more minutes to make our 18.
We've hit another $300 matching gift. So thank you so much. And perhaps this would be a good time to get an angel update from Kate.
Here's our angel update from Our Lady of Lourdes in Ada. We have a gift from Margaret, and she said that she loves the variety of the morning shows. All the way from Ada. From Sue in Newark, we have a sustaining member.
Nice. Thank you, Sue.
We have a gift from Sandy and St. Timothy's. And this is in memory of Chuck Taylor. And she says that she likes most everything about St. Gabriel Radio.
Fantastic. Thank you, Sandy. I agree with you completely.
And then finally, we have from Chris and St. Peter's in Chillicothe, a gift in honor of Sister Amelia Mary. And he says that he loves the daily programming and the positive messages that it gives to his non-Catholic friends.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. And actually, that's a great point because, you know, there are a lot of people who are not Catholic who listen to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio on a regular basis, and they get encouragement. They get fed through that. And, you know, these are our brothers and sisters, and these are people who we want to welcome with open arms. And at the same time, we want to explain and lay out very lovingly why we believe what we believe. And, you know, one of the great advantages of my own journey from being the son of a Presbyterian minister to becoming Catholic is that I've seen life from both sides. And there's so much beauty in the truths of the faith, and there's so much depth and richness. This is a gift that we can help give to one another. We can never force it on them, but this, you know, but we can always invite and try to give them, you know, this wonderful, tremendous gift that we've been given ourselves.
And I thought it was beautiful to listen where all those callers were from. We're talking Ada, we're talking Chillicothe, and then Newark. So St. Gabriel is spread across the whole state of Ohio. And that is an amazing gift that we can reach millions who turn the dial and listen to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
That's right. So please, once again, call us before the end of the hour. We're still trying to get to our goal of 18 gifts. We've got 15 so far. Thank you so much. And if we get another three this hour, then we get another $300 matching gift. That's so generous. So please call 614-459-4820. Again, that's 614-459-4820.
Yeah, and there's some all those awesome gifts. You'd be entered in a raffle for the Ohio State UNLV tickets and for a beautiful statue of Our Lady of Fatima. So just for calling in. So call in 614-459-4820.
And don't forget that there's some additional gifts until the end of the hour. There's Michelle's new book, The Friendship Project, and you can have one or two. I don't care. I'll give you some of my books too. Faith at Work, Finding Purpose Beyond the Paycheck. For all of you who are commuting back from work, you need this book. And How God Hauled Me Kicking and Screaming into the Catholic Church. So please give us a call, 614-459-4820.
And we also want to share that if you're interested in doing a faith sharing group, our book, The Friendship Project, also comes with a website, thefriendshipprojectbook.com. And we have free videos, free journals, all kinds of support materials for you to start building these faith-filled friendships in your life. So we encourage you to check it out. It's thefriendshipprojectbook.com.
Fantastic. I'm so excited, actually, to buy your book and to read it, Michelle.
Well, thanks.
I'm excited about it.
And now that I've just gone back to work full time, I need to get the Faith at Work book. Just after a hiatus of being a stay-at-home mom for many years, I just started back in October, back as a nurse. So
that's awesome.
It's great to have your faith at work.
Well, maybe we'll trade. So we're going to go to another clip by a good friend of mine, Pat Madrid.
And I'd like to leave you then with these final concluding thoughts. It's called The Fellowship of the Unashamed. It's a mission statement. It's on my website. If you're interested, it's a PDF document. Go to patrickmadrid.com, scroll down to where it says mission statement, click it, and it's yours. I didn't write this. I wish I knew who wrote it, but I really do subscribe to it, and I want to read it to you. These will be our marching orders. I am a part of the Fellowship of the Unashamed. The die has been cast. The decision has been made. I have stepped over the line. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past is redeemed. My present makes sense. My future is in God's hands. I am finished and done with low living, small planning, the bare minimum, smooth knees, tamed visions, mundane talking, frivolous living, selfish giving, and dwarfed goals. I no longer need preeminence, prosperity, position, promotions, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right, first, the best, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith. I lean on Christ's presence. I love with patience, live by prayer, and labor with the power of God's grace. My face is set. My gate is fast. My goal is heaven. My road is narrow. My way is rough. My companions are few. My guide is reliable, and my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of adversity, negotiate at the table of the enemy, ponder at the pool of popularity, or meander in the maze of mediocrity. I won't give up, shut up, let up, or slow up until I have stayed up, stored up, prayed up, paid up, and spoken up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus. I am a Catholic. I must go until he comes, give until I drop, speak out until all know, and work until he stops me. And when he returns for his own, he will have no difficulty recognizing me. My banner is clear. I am a part of the Fellowship of the Unashamed.
How would you answer the question, what is truth? Would you ignore it? Would you let somebody else answer it? We're called to stand up for the truth, especially in a confused world. We need you to stand up for the truth. Stand up for the truth by supporting St. Gabriel Catholic Radio this week with a financial gift. Through your support, the truth continues to reach people every hour of every day. Call 614-459-4820 or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
This is listener-supported WVSG Columbus, Ohio, the home for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
It's a good day to be alive. Everyone sing now, so let's do more than just survive. That's what I'm saying. Don't lose sight of all the beauty that surrounds you. Don't let it pass you by. It's a good day to be alive.